connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back. It is 18 past the hour, and today Mary and I are bringing you the show from Maui and the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua. This portion of the program is sponsored by LifeLock. Identity theft is America's fastest-growing crime. It happens when thieves use your personal information to pretend they're you, which is not what you want. They can buy things on your credit. They can liquidate your bank accounts. They can even get a hold of your retirement funds. That's why Rudy, Mary, and I have LifeLock, and frankly, so should you. LifeLock scans hundreds of millions of transactions each second, and if you ever encounter a problem, their U.S.-based agents will work to fix it. That's very different than the free credit monitoring services that only alert you to changes in credit. No one can prevent all identity theft at all businesses and all transactions that are out there, but you only have one identity, so protect it like we have with the best, LifeLock. Memberships start as low as $9.99 a month. You can visit LifeLock.com to save 10% when you use promo code Rudy. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Rudy, or check out RudyMaxa.com under sponsors. All right, so last hour, if you were listening, we spoke with Mike Cass. Mike's the general manager here at the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, and he shared all the things that are offered on the resort with us. But this is a place that's much more than luxurious accommodations, although that's certainly here and plentiful. It's more than surf, it's more than sand, more than sports, sun, and spa, and other any other S's that I can think of. They're all here for sure. But this is Hawaii, after all, and there's a special culture. There's a people. There's a language that really make it unique. Clifford Naoli has been the Hawaiian cultural advisor for over 20 years. So when we were thinking about how we could fully portray Maui for today's show, we were pretty confident that Clifford was our guy and he's the right person. So please join us in welcoming him to the show. Aloha, Clifford.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being part of our broadcast that's going out to about a million plus people around the nation.
Yeah, that's all.
It's nice to originate to be here in paradise, right?
Yes, it's beautiful to be here in paradise. So, Clifford, as we were getting ready for the broadcast today, we read your bio and we read a little bit about your job description. And if you don't mind, I just to quickly read it for our listeners to hear what you do. Clifford Naoli advises and educates employees and guests on proper Hawaiian protocols and customs, shares accounts of his homeland and ancestors, maintains the presence of the Hawaiian culture in the hotel, and encourages a cohesive relationship with the community. That about covers it, I think. You've been here for just about 20 years, maybe a little more than 20 years. Do you have the best job on Maui?
I think I do. I get to walk in two worlds, the Western world of living and working for the Ritz-Carlton Hotel chain, and then, of course, the spiritual and our cultural side as well.
So let's get right to that, because we've talked a lot about everything else you just mentioned. Let's talk about the cultural aspect and the spiritual aspect. Can you share with us maybe one custom that you can talk about on the air so our listeners get a feel for what you do here?
Well, you know, the Hawaiians, we really believe in the concept of family, ohana. The word ha is the breath that gives life. So you have Hawaii, aloha, mahalo, ohana. So whenever you say that, it becomes a part of you, and it gives life to whatever you bring forward with your family, and how you appreciate things, how you give things as well. And then also realizing that Hawaii is indeed a special place that, you know, this is where nature came to work and took the rest of the year off.
Right,
basically.
Right. So we were sitting having dinner just across the way over here a few days ago, and somebody local came out with a shell, and it was during sunset. So you, I believe, wrote that program. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's called Aloha e Kala, farewell to the day. It's a time when we say, you know, we've completed our chores for the day. We look forward to the coming of the dawn. And it allows us the time to reflect upon what we did during the day and what we may not want to repeat tomorrow. So it's a time of correcting mistakes, understanding accomplishments, so that we understand where we went, so we know where we're going. So we say goodbye to the sun and wait for the sun to come up in the morning and say, great, let's start our day and start our life again.
And this is done at sunset every night here.
Every night. It's our
beautiful
defining moment. Yeah.
And it was done very respectfully.
Beautiful ceremony.
Absolutely it was. All right, so I know, Clifford, that Mary, she just mentioned your official job description, okay? But you're also the chairman of the Celebration of Arts Tribute Festival.
Correct.
You're an advisor to the Hotels of Hawaii Council. But I was humored to learn that you're also a Hawaiian chanter and hula dancer.
I was a hula dancer in the days of young. Yes, I still do chanting. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I won't ask you to do a hula dance since we're
please.
A radio show and no one's going to really see it except Mary and me.
I'm on crutches. Anyway.
And he's on crutches.
True. You're on crutches
that's
too.
That's not a good thing.
And plus, Amy, who's here on staff, she's teaching Mary to hula, which is great. So we're good with that. But would it be within proper Hawaiian protocols to ask you to perhaps do a chant for us?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. So give us a chant. Yes.
E no maku mai ka lahi ka ka mai ka pa iluna ka pa ilalu e no maku I ka po e no maku I kiau na kupu na apalo I ka po pa ka po panu panu I kiau e ho mai hei ge ho mai hei anu ya ka pula pula e no anu I kiau nei.
Now share with us what you just told us.
What I said is to my ancestors that live around us from above, below, the east, the west. To come and to be a part of our life, to grant us wisdom, give us answers to questions we haven't even begun to ask yet. And it's just a chat for wisdom and long life.
Beautiful. If you're just joining us today, Robert and I are coming to you from the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua Resort on the Hawaiian island of Maui, and we're currently speaking with Clifford Nioli, who's the Hawaiian cultural advisor to the property.
All right, so now let's talk about the Hawaiian protocols.
Yes.
Give us some of the protocols that guests should have when they're visiting, as well as what you have expectations of locals.
Okay, well, for the guests, you know, everything here in Hawaii we consider to be sacred. So there are a lot of sacred sites that need to have the sanctity and the dignity provided.
Right.
And so hopefully with the guidebooks they have, it'll say where is what. And so for the person that comes here from wherever they are, just take some time to find themselves. You know, just take some time to hold the hand of the one next to you and say thank you. And that is very Hawaiian.
Mm.
Okay? For the locals, the same thing is we honor that and we will answer questions. All we have to do is have this interaction. You know, so we encourage the guests.
Everybody is certainly, if you have a question, that the friendliness, we haven't encountered one person who's like, get lost.
And it's authentic.
They want to spend time with us.
Yeah.
Almost,
sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit, and you might have to help me out. I'm going to give it a shot here, the pronunciation, the Honokahua Preservation.
Very good, Honokahua,
okay.
Yes.
I'm getting it after a week here. The site that's just behind us, it's a fascinating story of a resting place for more than 2,000 Hawaiian ancestors.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, it was a sacred site, a resting site for our Kupuna Kaiko, those in the days of old. And of course oceanfront means hotels, progress, and right. there was a conflict of interest per se. Thankfully when Rich Carlton bought the land, it was discovered the sculptural remains, and you know the blossoming of the Renaissance demanded that attention be taken.
Right.
And the Ritz-Carlton listened. So they moved further back up on the hill here.
Right.
And we maintain the presence of the Honokahua Preservation Site in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
It is our responsibility, or Koleana, to maintain that sanctity and dignity. So we do that by training our employees to respect it and to teach others as well. So it's there for everybody to breathe.
Right, and respect.
I think that is incredibly respectful because here you are at a five-diamond resort, but literally steps away and you're looking out to the ocean, you're seeing the preservation site,
right.
And you have a balance of both current as well as past.
Right, and one of my favorite sayings, and I mentioned it, was the we're a five-diamond hotel immersed in a five-diamond culture. To find that balance, boom.
All right, so we can clearly see your passion for your culture and your desire to preserve the Hawaiian customs and educate people. I'm curious, though, you know, we have two teenage boys that you've met and so forth. So what's being done with the youth of Maui to ensure that the customs continue to be passed down generationally and communicated to visitors?
As I stated earlier, the Renaissance is in full blossom now.
It is, all right.
So we have what is called a wayfinding program. So we are learning about going back to the stars and the wind and the rain, to our elements, to know how to navigate and find a way back and forth. Language making a huge comeback. Hula's making a huge comeback. And overall respect for the accomplishments of our people is It's not history. It's still evident today. So our youth are being taught all of that.
I'm glad to hear that. That's alive and well, and the Renaissance is underway. All right. Well, Clifford Naoli, it was a pleasure to meet you. We enjoyed meeting you, the other day on Property Talking with you. Really appreciated you stopping in and joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. Hope to see you guys
here
again.
Thank you very much.
Back. All right. When we come back on this special remote broadcast, the snorkeling, the scuba diving, the water activities available here on Maui, they're outstanding, as we talked about with Anna earlier on the show. But the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, it's legendary. Mary and I were just there. We were over in Australia, spent some time in Sydney, went up to Cairns. And after these messages, we're going to take you right back to Cairns, and we're going to experience the Great Barrier Reef firsthand with you. So stay with us. We're back in about 3 minutes.
Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.